Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My best friend. And I love you. And I love you. Yes, I do.
Dude. Time for another hour of the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and our perspectives on things, including the election, pre-election jitters. Most people are reflecting what Victoria is saying, let's get this done. Jennifer's tried and failed to escape talking about this on her local Los Angeles program. It's pretty much all about that. So here's my question. All of the reports that are coming in on early voting suggest that it's a tighter race, but there are those who are taking the opportunity in the news media to say the signs still look good for Clinton. What I want to know is, where are they getting this data? How is it that people know how the early absentee ballots that have already been cast? I didn't think those were supposed to be counted and acknowledged or publicized until the day of the election. Hello, this swings people's idea or gives people something. Well, if it's going better there, I should vote this way. What the hell is this all about?
They basically count the number of returned ballots from Democrats and the number of returned ballots from Republicans.
So it says on the outside of the ballot, that's right, too, because you choose your ballot. Are you a Democrat
Correct.
Or a Republican? So what do we need to do about fixing that? That's just
so
wrong.
So basically, they're not really, I mean, you could have a million Democrats voting for Trump. You could have a million Republicans voting for Clinton.
So it's bogus and we shouldn't pay attention
to it? Well, it's not a great predictor, but it is just, it kind of tells you if people are voting their party, where things stand. And that's what they use those numbers for. I think early voting just in general stinks. I think if you can't make it to the, I mean, voting is our duty,
states in Oregon, You can't vote unless you you got to mail the vote in.
Right.
I didn't know that. Do you know that?
In another state, too. I think Colorado is all by mail.
Really?
Oh, you mean there are no polling places?
No
it's
polling
just
places.
Mail only.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which I think just leaves you. I feel like that leaves you open for a lot of fraud. I mean, once the ballot leaves your hand, how do you know exactly what happens to it? It's kind of a weird thing.
And you're trusting the postal service?
Right?
I mean, okay.
I don't know about this early voting.
I'd
in general.
FedEx like, it maybe, but
we have election day. Go to the polls.
Well, we should
make
have election
vote.
Weekend. It ought to be in the good weather. Instead of the middle of, or as the weather gets horrible on a Tuesday. What in the world are we, why do we sit still for this stuff?
I can actually answer the question for you.
Please. But you want me to ask the question first, or you know what
no,
the question is?
No, you actually did without realizing it. The reason that it's on the first, or the, yeah, the first Tuesday.
First Tuesday.
Second
actually,
Tuesday.
It isn't, because it's the second Tuesday now.
It's the second Tuesday in November. The reason for that is that Tuesday was picked because we were pretty much like it's an old decision because people would go to church and usually you'd have to go vote and you'd actually have to travel to go vote. So people would not be able to get there in time, leave church on Sunday and be somewhere Monday to vote. So that's why voting was on Tuesday and November was chosen because being an agrarian society, people like the
farming
crops were
all done.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's
crops,
over now.
Crops were done and it was before the real winter weather kicked in. And so that's why they picked November.
I love that our country has so many things that are based on the 1700s. It's like so progressive of us.
Well, if I can get
we're
on a
awesome.
Plane in London last night and be home in 6.5 hours, I think we could probably manage to get people to the polls, don't you think? On some day other than the first or
you
second Tuesday of November and all that. So, well, yeah, that's the tradition and that's the story.
I mean, the Electoral College, it's so people
it's
couldn't,
not,
you know, because they couldn't leave their farms.
We're screwed by the Electoral College. My vote doesn't count, depending on how I vote, in Massachusetts, any more than Jennifer's counts in California, depending on how she votes. So, and then I'm looking, the other thing is, excuse me, we were talking about how this cycle just keeps going around and around and around. If you look at the financial markets, excuse me, specifically gold, the metals markets, though, in general, I liked in livestock commodities, if you want to look across the whole commodity scheme of things. The early November trade has been very rough because there's so much up and down. I don't think most people know this unless you're in the markets or you're trading
or you're, you know, you're really watching your 401k or whatever it is that you may have for investments. But the stuff has gone up and down like a yo-yo because every day there's some new crazy story about who's going to win. And then the markets are betting on this and then they're betting on that. And it just shows you how flaky it is. And by the way, this more goes to Victoria's contention. This is harmful for our psyche, our society, our country. This long protracted, I bet you, 5 minutes after the election results are on all the television networks next Tuesday night, there'll be, who's going to run in 4 years? Oh. And we'll go through this same damn circus again because we put up with it. We have television networks built around it. Fox, CNN, MSNBC. It's all about who's going to be elected to what.
It's all money.
It's sick.
I've said for so long, why don't we have a limited amount of time and a limited amount of money?
What
so
they do everywhere else? Canada, European desire? Yeah, anywhere and, you see a democracy, yeah, a true democracy.
So right. So you can't buy an election. If you're the person that America wants, then you're the person America wants.
How much
wants,
of
that's
this,
it.
Though, Victoria, is built on these people that control the markets playing with us? They know when to sell, when to short, and then when to buy based on, you know, whatever the polls say,
right,
or
predictions,
whatever today's rumor is. Or that's that. And I'm wondering if that isn't part of this whole scam, frankly.
Right.
All right, food for thought. It is. It's a scam. Doctor, I'll tell you who is not a scam. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the medical news of the week in just a moment.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Michael Hartman, Mount Dora, Florida.
Won't do that again.
Bravest and stupidest thing I've ever done in my life, 212 miles an hour.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Bird of prey.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Fast times.
212 miles an hour. Borrowed a buddy of mine's Busa. He wanted me just to take it up to their shop for him, and I took it for 3 days. That bike was a 200 plus miles an hour. The bad thing about it is I didn't talk the bike out. It had more. Bravest and stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. If I wreck at that speed, you're nothing but a cheese grater on the road.
And 212 cages are.
Little black specks that go by real fast. If someone pulled out at that speed, I'd be dead. I didn't expect to live to be 40, and every year after this is just a bonus. I live fast. I played in rock and roll bands all my life, rode motorcycles all my life. A lot of people burn out fast.
American Biker Minute.
Fortunate ones that I'm still alive.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. A National Health and Nutrition Examination survey shows drinking a glass of freshly squeezed juice every morning lowers the risk of obesity. But it has to be freshly squeezed to get the actual benefit. The study found that people who drank 100% freshly squeezed juice had less fat, smaller waists, and a lower insulin resistance. They also found the risk of obesity was 22% lower for people who drank 100% fresh squeezed orange juice every day. This goes along with the well-known advice to eat lots of fruits and vegetables anyway to avoid certain diseases. And to save money, you can juice your own fruits and vegetables to get the full benefits. And drinking the juice right after juicing also allows for the maximum benefits to kick in. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
For those calling for Dr. Ken and his report, let's get at it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus well-known national figure when it comes to cardiology, the practice of taking care of your heart. But he also has a wonderful grasp of what's going on in the medical world, the conventional medical world, the studied medical world, if you will. So let's start with the canola oil and how it may be good for you. I thought this sounds counterintuitive to me, but
This is specifically how it can help you lose weight in your lower abdomen. You know, I'm not trying to boast, Doug, but you know I lost about 40 pounds in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my remaining place where it's been a struggle to lose is in the lower abs. And what people will tell you who work out, who train, they'll tell you that you can't specifically lose fat in a specific spot of the body. You have to just keep working at it and work away. But the really exciting news is, this is out of the Obesity Society's annual scientific meeting, is that you can actually lose specifically lower abdominal fat by taking in canola oil. And I'm about to try this.
You mean cooking or just using it in general?
A serving. In the article, I looked in the article and they didn't specifically tell how much.
A teaspoon of it.
They just basically said based on the energy needs of the individual. Huh. But I'm going to have at least a serving a day. In this study, in 1 month, people were losing significant amounts of lower abdominal fat. Yeah. The visceral fat, the deep fat that's responsible for circulatory problems.
Well, I've got a couple of little fat molecules after my trip.
Let's all get on canola oil.
Canola oil. All right, let's get to another thing from your specialty. Here's some good news for those of you who like to eat an egg every day.
Yes. I would like to reassure people that eating an egg is safe. In fact, this comes out of the American College of Nutritional Journal, that eggs can reduce inflammation that can trigger disease. A daily egg cuts stroke risk, Doug, by 12%. Eggs contain antioxidants and are excellent sources of protein, about 6 grams in the typical egg, and as well as vitamins E, D, and A. 3.5 grams of protein if you don't eat the yolk, but don't be afraid. I eat about 4 to 6 egg yolks per week, no more than 1 per day. They don't, at that rate, increase your cholesterol, which was previously thought, but saturated fats, trans fats do, not eggs or egg yolks that have a lot in the yolk. But apparently, and I know this from myself, if you don't eat more than 1 a day, you won't increase your cholesterol eating an egg yolk.
They're just yucky, though. Ugh.
You don't like eggs.
You don't like eggs?
I don't like eggs.
Well, even hard-boiled.
Well, hard-boiled's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get them really hard-boiled. Having dinner at 2 in the afternoon looks like a good idea if you want to lose weight here.
Well, this is another idea for those who've tried everything and nothing seems to work. Because, you know, more than 2 in 3 adults are considered either overweight or obese in America, increasing the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, fatty liver disease, as well as several types of cancer. But in this study, what they did was they discovered that eating between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., followed by an 18-hour daily fast, keeps appetite levels more even throughout the day. And this is in comparison of what most of us do from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. eat, which is the typical American diet.
All right, let's check in with Super Beets and get a fast overview of your recommendation for people and why they ought to use this superfood, Super Beets.
Well, we know from Nobel Prize-winning information that we need to continuously make nitric oxide. It's a gas, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's used as a messenger to help the blood vessels open up so that the red blood cells carrying oxygen, after they give off the nitric oxide, then the red blood cell can get in, deliver the oxygen from head to toe. It's also used to signal body processes throughout the body, and you need to remake the nitric oxide, and you need the building blocks to make it. And that's what's so wonderful about these products. Neo 40 helps get the tank of building blocks up so it can make nitric oxide. If you need a boost of nitric oxide to avoid those high energy drinks, then you go to Super Beets.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice.